This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you are wanting to be part of the conversation, being involved, invested, engaged, whatever you want to call it. And if you head over to the website, therealside.com, there's much you can do up there. Why is that doing that? I think it hates me. I hate them, that's for sure. Computers. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can do all kinds of fun stuff up there, even buying the T-shirts, the coffee cups, the water bottles, the book. Yeah, man, we're filling that closet up, aren't we? What's that? Oh, Patreon. Yeah, head over to Patreon. That's probably the best thing for you to do. Give up a cup of coffee at that Starbucks every month. I'll save you a few bucks. You can put it to a good source. And with Patreon, you can become a member of the team, of the crew. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $20 a month, $5,000. If you're in the U.S., I'll show up at your house with a gift. And it ain't me. Gift ain't me, so don't worry about it. Don't get nervous. But there's all kinds of stuff going up on the website, so check it out at some point in time. But today, in the third hour here, we're going to do all the crazy stuff or some of the crazy stories from the day, the week, whatever. And, you know, some of you whose kids are going to college, please pay attention. Because you're going to be surprised. Here at the Pennsylvania, well, not here, but at Pennsylvania State University, we've seen them come up with some really crazy stuff over the last couple of years. I mean, things to do with girly products, as we used to say, right? Now, the University of Texas student leaders push free tampons, but it's based on a survey that says women don't want tampons. You know, again, a perfect example of them knowing better for you what's good for you. So in a recent survey at the college, the University of Texas Austin could become one of the largest schools in the country to provide free menstrual products to students. Now, the sponsors of the student legislation resolution are using research paid for by a menstrual rights group to promote their cause. That's like taking the research from the Egg Foundation to find out that eggs are really good for you, you should have 5 a day. Right? Or those surveys that used to be done, paid for by tobacco companies that said there was nothing wrong with smoking cigarettes. Does this make sense to anybody else? Now, the sponsors of the student legislative resolution are using research paid for by a menstrual rights group to promote their cause, but the research may not back up the sponsors' claims, and that's according to a professor who reviewed it for the local news source. Student activists on campuses across the country have been demanding the provision of menstrual products in campus facilities for emergency purposes or the benefit of poorer students with mixed results. I think this is hilarious. You know, for the benefit of poorer students, because they have no services, they have no way to get this stuff other than at the college. There's all kinds of grants online for every level of a student going to college or who wants to go to college. There's all kinds of money available, but you've got to sit behind the computer. You've got to get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, get off of whatever you're on and look for them and then fill out, oh, my God, you've got to fill out applications and everything. You know? So the American University student body president promised menstrual equality. Which is, right, at the start of the previous academic year, while Syracuse and University of Wisconsin-Madison made the products available in men's restrooms, because, you know, we definitely need menstrual products in a men's room. You know, if it wasn't a family show, and if it wasn't on terrestrial radio, I could have a field day with that. But I'm going to be nice. The University of Rochester blew through its tampon budget for the semester in less than 2 weeks. Well, Columbia canceled this program due to low interest. Which I can imagine is some college, can you imagine some college boys, they would be having a field day with these things. I mean, seriously. The joint resolution was brought to the floor of the UT Senate of College Councils, who is the official voice for students in the academic affairs, nearly 2 months ago, and it was quickly approved. Co-author Jordan Rodriguez cited the difficulty of being a college student and how often female students may be caught off guard when their cycle starts. Currently, 86% of women are menstruating people. Now, I don't know. I'm still confused because I always thought that only females could menstruate. A male can't. It's impossible. What? Why don't you turn your mic on instead of just yelling from the room so they know you actually exist?
They're calling them people because not every person who was born a female wants to be referred to as a woman.
Okay.
Or female. That's a whole non-binary in-between male and female gender fluid stuff happening.
Cisgen hoopy-doo?
No, cis means you're identifying with what you were when you were born.
Okay, but
that's why they're referring to them as people, so as not to offend them by calling them what they were born as.
So what do we have now, people rooms on campuses?
You know, honestly, I can't answer that question.
I already told you what I want to do.
Yeah, I know. Don't say it again.
Anyway, got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real. This will help me regain my stomach. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got more lunacy on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Natives are restless. Can you hear that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website. Look at, head up, go to therealside.com/store, buy something. Buy something. That's right. That's buy something. Also, I keep forgetting to talk about this, but we now have new applications or apps. I guess apps is the hip term. We have new apps on. Thank you. We have new apps on Apple and on Android, and the links to them are in the store. You go there, or if you're one of those people that just want to hit the button on your phone, head over to the Apple Store or the Google Store or whatever it's called, and just type in the Real Side with Joe Messina. You'll see the solid. There's a couple up there, but I don't know why. They were supposed to be taken down. But the ones that are solid blue, purple, whatever color that is, with the TRS on it. So grab them. You can watch live, listen live right on your phone. Yeah, you can go grab the podcast. You can actually have the live chat room on the phone as well. So you'll be able to be involved, which is what you guys keep saying you want to do. I want the show to be interactive. I want to hear or see what you have to say. If you want me to hear what you have to say, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I want to get back to the story. These are the stupid stories we do on a regular basis on the show. Again, where the majority of students say they don't want something, and then the panel says, well, it's too bad. We really don't care what you want, don't want. We're going to give it to you anyway. And then we should be blowing this. But look, if there's a poor family that needs help, then there are government agencies they can go to get the help. The colleges are not the social utopias where you're supposed to be able to go and get everything you need. Just like we did that story in the last hour about that professor that feels not only should you get free tuition, but you should get free room and board, free food, free medical, free everything at a college. Oh, yeah, sure. Let's turn it into an expensive babysitting system, right? Really, at that point, it becomes nothing more than a socialist transformation building or facility, whatever. Anyhow, the joint resolution. So the University of Rochester blew through its tampon budget in less than 2 weeks. Seriously? While Columbia University canceled its program because nobody was interested. Now, the joint resolution was brought to the floor at the UT Senate College of Counselors, the official voice for students in academic affairs. Over 2 months ago, it was quickly approved. The co-author, Mr. Rodriguez, cited the difficulty of being a college student, how often female students may be caught off guard with their cycles, when their cycle starts. When in the 70s, when I was a kid, it was, my friend is here. That's what it was. Although, the way you women talked about it, I never understood why you called it your friend. Currently, 86% of women or menstruating people are caught off guard whenever they begin their periods. But the part about that I like the most. 86% of women or menstruating people are caught off guard. So, producer Tammy said, well, they don't be called women, so they're menstruating people. Well, I'm offended by people, so can we call them humans? Right? Menstruating humans are caught off guard whenever they begin their periods, and that is academically deleterious, Rodriguez said, according to The Daily, which did not mention a source for Rodriguez. Come on! Can we go with Smith here or what? Rodriguez's statistics. And this is very, very, I actually had somebody walk off the show. I mean, during a break. Remember that? She actually got up and left. And she got, oh yeah, huh, right, okay. But, oh yeah, that's right, I forgot about him. So, and it wasn't because I was belittling them. I had one guy says, I won't give you his name, but he was going to go to the bathroom or something, right? And he just never came back. That was funny. The first lady, though, got up and she says, I'm leaving during the break. She goes, I didn't come here for this, and you have your facts and I have mine. I said, wait a minute. My facts are coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can look at them right here, online right now. She wasn't interested. She had her facts, liberal. She was going to live and die by, but she couldn't tell me either where she got them. They're hers. Okay, they're yours. Then keep them close to yourself and don't tell anybody else about them. They went on to say the resolution would make campus more inclusive. It would help all menstruating people to be able to participate fully in their extracurriculars and their academics. You know, I would love to do this. I would love to get about 50 people in a room, right? 5 groups of 10. And I would put, like, you know, the groups that want absolutely no gender affiliated with anything. And then I'd want the 10 that do believe in the 79 or 80 genders. And you hear where I'm going with this? I would put them all in the same room because you wouldn't find a conservative in the group. But I would put them all in the same room and just ask them simple questions. Okay? Your group, and we've done these stories, so I'm not making them up as I go here. We had one group at one high school that fought for a gender-neutral homecoming court. So you couldn't have the king or queen. You just had to have the two humans that won. And then we had another one that wanted gender neutrality, right? So you could be anything. The king, you could have two queens, two kings, two nothings, two whatever. Right? But you have the one that didn't want you to use the word man or woman no matter what, and one that allowed you to use one of the 79 designations. Would you love to get him in the room and ask him to work that out? And I like this. The resolution would make campus more inclusive, would help all menstruating people to be able to participate fully in their extracurriculars and their academics. Yeah. Since when is a menstrual cycle an extracurricular? That one's hard for me to figure out. Last month, the Fix obtained a copy from the UT administration, which said it wouldn't comment on the resolution because it was still in committee. It is still not available on the Senate legislation website. The student government, a separate legislative body that must also pass a resolution, is not listed on its website. Let's see. They say, can I pull this up? Can we see this? Ooh. No. God, you can't read it. Because this probably would be hilarious. Yeah, I can't get to it. Never mind. The resolution asks the university to launch a yearly drive for feminine hygiene products. So the text doesn't otherwise refer to females, but rather than menstruating individuals. Tampons and pads would be stocked in major buildings, especially high traffic areas. Yeah, I can see it. Just reach up, grab a tampon, and go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get off of this. This is going to make me nuts because it just goes more into craziness. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Joe Buffin, your host. See, now, if you're on social media with me, I heated up the mic. We talked a little bit during the break. Crazy, crazy stuff going on. But again, I'm not trying to lecture you guys, and I've been through this before. The when you talk about where they're at today, what they're thinking, what the young people are thinking, what the professors are allowing. So we've allowed liberals to be professors at our colleges and teachers at our high school. The high school teachers are among the most revered and trusted people in communities. It's a yearly piece that goes out, not one that Joe does, but so these are the people that your kids are with 8 hours a day, and they're telling them this stuff. I talked to a parent yesterday that was telling me that he was having some trouble with his daughter at school, and it wasn't academic. It was social, and some of the things the teachers were telling her that she now believed. Or felt to be true, because why would the teacher lie to her? So I don't know how you fix that unless either A, you homeschool, or B, you take over the Department of Education in your states, counties, and locally. And we've given that up. For years, we thought as conservatives the right thing would be done, the right stuff would be taught. But we need to take it back. Either take it back, or take your kids, and even if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that sending your kids to a private school doesn't fix it. Right? I don't care if it's a private Catholic, Christian, Jew, some kind of private religious or non-religious school, but conservative school, doesn't fix it. You had Catholic schools. Yeah, I'm not picking on the Catholics, but I'm just saying. You had a Catholic school or schools that we've done stories on that actually had teachers in there teaching about gender fluidity and that it was right and acceptable. Can't find scripture for it, but it was right and acceptable. So when do we actually work and take it back? When do you actually work at teaching your young people, hey, look, get your teaching credential, get in there, and make sure that those kids are learning from you. Make sure you're the one teaching those kids what the truth is. Whether it's godly truth, historical truth, scientific truth. You know, there's all kinds of flaws with the climate change. When it comes to different LGBTQ, as Xander says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The big flaw there, and I listen, guys, you got to do it in a loving way. Especially my Christian friends, you cannot stick your finger in people's faces. It doesn't work. It turns them off and they stop listening. But one of the chapters, yes, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, I'm very proud. I don't know, of the very first chapter. It's called Absolutes? Absolutely not. You're not allowed to have absolutes. Because the minute you have absolutes, think about what makes the left the craziest. When you take a stand on an issue, and it's an informed stand, it drives them crazy. All right? When you have, from a biological standpoint, your body's DNA is that is what we refer to as a male, because you have all the parts and pieces that make up the male, what we refer to as a male. And then you feel that Mother Nature made a mistake. Now think about this. You have a body that is constructed, its chemical base, its muscle makeup, its bone makeup is that of the male's species. Right? The human, but the male part of that species. Right? And I don't say this in a flippant way, but if they found your body charred beyond recognition in a house fire, and they did a test, your DNA would tell that you were male. Doesn't matter, though, you might live your life as a female or as a woman, but you'd be a male. Now, I'm not beating on the transgender community. I'm just trying to lay some... Because you guys always talk to me about fact. Because I'm the right-wing white Christian guy. You tell me I don't believe in science. I totally believe in science. The DNA would call you out as a male no matter what you were living in. So if your body is programmed to be a male, and you simply think or you feel that you're a female, then why do you carve away at the body? Why not sit with somebody and talk for a while? Why not work it through? You know, Walt Heyer has a book out. I think you should get your hands on it. I doubt you're listening to this show and thinking that way. I don't know if you are or aren't. But that's one of the things you need to look at and see what he went through, what he thought about, what he did with it, with his walk. So again, this isn't a beat on transgender segment. This is to say, think it through. Think through what you're doing. Again, if you feel like you aren't, but everything else says you are, you need to think about it. And I agree with the statement just made again in the chat room. Your parents have backed away from their responsibilities. Now, again, not all of you. So don't go send me any email with, 12 paragraphs on what a great parent you've been. I'm sure you have been. I don't mean that in a negative way. But if you're not, maybe this is a reach out to you, okay? Find out what your kids are learning. When they come home at night, before they go to bed, you sit there with dinner, whatever it is you're doing, sit there and say, hey, so what did you learn in school today? What happened in science class? What happened in English? Anybody talk about religion, God, whatever. Seriously. Find out what they're learning. Help instill your values in them. Right? I mean, you should be doing this. Look. I don't want prayer brought back to school. Because if the government's involved with it, and I live in California, Jerry Brown or one of his loons is going to write the prayer that my kid's going to recite every morning? I think not. Teach your kids how to pray before they leave the house. They should be praying. They should be spending a few minutes with God before they leave the house. That's an easy one. But we want to throw it back. We want to throw it back on the school. We want to throw it back up. Raise your own kids. Your response. Look, for my Christian friends, when you're in front of God, he's not going to ask you if you sent them to the right school. What'd you do with the gifts I gave you? What you do with the responsibility that you asked for and I gave you? Can you really look in the mirror or look at God and say, you know what? I did the best I could with what I had, and I made sure they knew who you were, and I made sure they knew what value they were. It's just like with abortion. I know I'm all over the place here a little bit, but I always talk about this and say, abortion is an issue of the heart. It's not a physical issue of killing a baby. Your kids, my kids, whatever kids, they don't know their value. Not the value of the baby they're killing, but their value. Do they understand how valuable they are to God, to you? How much they're loved, how much they're cared for? And when they get pregnant and they think the only answer they have is to abort the baby, why? Because we have a society right now that says abortion is A, much more acceptable and the right thing to do as opposed to bringing another child in the world. Adoption, right? So adoption is taboo because you're giving away your baby. And abortion is okay because you're killing your baby. But it's not a baby. It's a bunch of cells. And that's where I say to my friends who say, I don't believe in science. I say, you don't believe in science. Because that's not what science says. So I want you just to line up these things we've been talking about. How the kids are acting in college. The things that they're talking about in college. Right? When it comes to abortion, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to sexual identity, we conservatives, we Christians, we've let this go. We have allowed the other side to take the narrative. Like I say, with the words, you know, racist, bigot, homophobe, the left has defined those words, and we have bought into it. Why? Why? Why aren't you defining those words? Why aren't you spinning back around saying to someone, hey, look, no, I'm not a homophobe. I'm not afraid of gay people. So either learn how to use the word right or show your ignorance. Let your ignorance shine for all to see. Just because I don't agree with somebody, agree with someone, agree with their lifestyle, doesn't mean I'm afraid of them. Just because I'm not an Islamophobe because I call out the terror that's being conducted in the name of Allah, doesn't mean I'm an Islamophobe. Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on with this. The killer the other day. Yes, the killer. What am I now? Am I a demophobe? And what about you guys that always put Christians down? Are you Christophobes? How stupid this is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go calm down. I'll be back in a minute. Go get heat up your coffee and come back.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. I'm back. Hopefully you are, too. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Oh, that was good. Some of you watching know what you're talking about. There you go. Oh, need a screwdriver to fix that. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Since we're on the subject, and I can make you even crazier. You know, if you use the word, the two things that make the left nuts, when you use the word things like traditional or natural, because now you, for them, you open up a whole can of worms now, don't you? And they act like the only reason you do it is to insult them. And I don't know, some of you, I mean, I can't think for all of you. I'm not looking to insult I mean, if you want me to call you like that, with that one story we did about the young lady who thought she was a cat, she was trans species. If you want me to call you Little Miss Cat Lady or whatever, I don't know what you want me to call. I'll do it, but let me know. I'm not going to guess, and don't get insulted when I don't do it. It's like this gender fluidity where they don't want you to call them male, female, girl, boy, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then tattoo it on your forehead or something. Give us a fighting chance. Because unlike liberals, conservatives like myself, I'll call you whatever you want to be called. Just leave me alone. When you start pushing this stuff down our throats is when we get crazy. Or I do. According to Tard Stearns, or an article up on Tard Stearns, the Army's transgender policy also includes guidelines, you ready for this one, on male pregnancies. Now, the confusion here, again, is back to, is it science or is it not? What is the definition of a man? You cannot use or change the definitions of the words as the days go on. And my kids, I don't think they listen to the show, but they do from time to time. But I used to love when my kids were asking me for money. Because they never asked me for money. Right? They always had these terms that they would use for money, dollars, whatever. And I would look at them and go, I don't know what you want. Yeah, you do. No, I don't. And here's how it works. If you're not asking me in my language, you're not getting it. Not going to work. I wasn't opening, and I had a good reason to open my wallet, but I never opened my wallet unless you could sit down and talk to me like an adult and ask me for stuff in a language I can understand. Well, it's the same thing with these people. Why don't you talk to us? You want something from us. You want respect from us. You need to teach us where you're at. So from a scientific standpoint, a male cannot have a baby. Now, last time I said this, to show you how dull the left can be, I got 4 or 5 emails with links to a story about men that were pregnant giving birth. The problem is that they weren't men. They were transgenders who had a uterus. Men, males, the male species does not have a uterus unless you're changing male or what male means. In which case, it needs to be in a dictionary, it needs to be accepted worldwide, it needs to be something we can all understand. So the Army has begun the mandatory transgender sensitivity training for soldiers. The training covers everything from trans female soldiers to transgender shower etiquette to dealing with a male soldier who becomes pregnant. Right. So within the ranks of the greatest fighting force known to mankind, the baby's daddy could also be the baby's mommy. I mean, I know in the military world, why are we dealing with this? A pregnant soldier, what are they doing in active duty? Why don't they get some time off? The pregnancy scenario is beyond words, Chaplain Alliance for Religious Liberty Executive Director Ron Crew told the writer. This is an example of how the social policy could be used simply to promote personal agendas at the expense of taxpayers. I don't want my military men learning, how did Mike Huckabee put it? The job of a soldier is to break stuff and kill people. Okay? I mean, killing and breaking is what they're supposed to do. You're not supposed to learn about sensitivity training for other soldiers. Transgender or gay, lesbian, heterosexual, I mean, whatever. These are all, when did the military become a school for social justice? When did that happen? I don't want to pay for it. I don't want it there. I want you to teach them how to disarm bombs. I want you to teach them how to make bombs end up where they're supposed to be. I want you to teach them how to kill the bad guy. That's what I want you to do. It isn't that hard, and it doesn't even require a college degree. The matter of male soldiers with the child is tucked away inside the Army's policy on military service of transgender soldier training. One of my readers serving in the armed forces, Todd says, was kind enough to send me a copy of the training briefing. It was mandated by the Obama administration. General Mattis needs to sit down and go through all this stuff. You know, the red high heel training and all that happy stuff. The training module specifically outlines key roles and responsibilities of commanders, transgender soldiers, military, medical providers, and administrative management organizers. Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Johnson said in a USA Today article, this training is mandatory for all uniformed members as well as Department of Army civilians. That's a good thing to spend money on. Okay? I mean, you know, part of what they went through in the military, we talked to a couple of these guys. There was never a racial sensitivity training. You know what the racial sensitivity training was? When you caught a foxhole, you're not going to give a crap what color the other guy is because you better have been nice to him because he's going to save your butt when those bullets are flying over your head. That was sensitivity training when it came to color and races. And that's good. Everybody gets equal training. We go so far out of our way to call these things out, to label them, to build all kinds of, build these thought processes around them that ultimately what it works out to be is you make it worse. I guess, you know, the best training for me was my mom, my family, my grandfather looking at me saying, it don't matter what color they are, it don't matter how tall they are, it don't matter where they come from, how fat, how thin, how small, how tall, they all deserve your respect until they cross you. And then guess what? It doesn't matter how tall, how short, how fat, how thin, what color they are, pummel them. It was really simple. Very, very simple logic. Oh, the writer goes on to say, the situation is unique in that close proximity with women and men in foreign countries may be more complicated than in the U.S. Now, I don't have a problem with that kind of sensitivity training. I hope you guys don't either. Now, when these people are stationed in different areas, different countries, and they're off base, they need to know what proper etiquette is with men and women and that kind of stuff. Because just because we're over there protecting their butts doesn't mean we get to insult their culture. Unless it's really egregious, unless it's really bad. You know, beating a woman in public or private, that didn't come out right, right? Beating a woman, period, not cool. Now, female soldiers must also come to terms with taking a shower alongside men who identify as women, even if the transgender soldier did not undergo sex reassignment surgery. Really? Why? Why do they have to do that? You know? Anyway, it just makes me nuts. What else makes me nuts is... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Female soldiers must also come to terms with taking a shower alongside men who identify as women. And then they're called phobic, transphobic, if they don't want to do that. You know what? Even though you identify as a female, and you still have the body part of a male, and you're in a shower next to a female who doesn't agree with you, why do you put her down? Why is it her fault that she doesn't want to see your male body part that hasn't been changed yet? You don't have a right to do that. It's not fair. It's not right. And it makes no sense. It's you, really funny, all of a sudden you can push your belief system on somebody and they're supposed to accept it, end of discussion. Isn't that cool? Soldiers must accept living and working conditions that are often primitive and characterized by little or no privacy. The module states that all soldiers will use billeting, bathroom and shower facilities associated with their gender marker. The Army guidelines mandate facilities will not be designed, modified, or constructed to make transgender-only areas. Now, that did come down from the Obama administration because they pushed that on the schools. They said you cannot make other accommodations, even though, in some cases, they wanted other accommodations. So we weren't supposed to do what the transgender community wants us to do. We're supposed to do what a bunch of legislators or a small handful of dictators wants us to do. This is why there's so much resentment in some of these issues, because of the way you approach it from the left. The right's willing to make accommodations. The right is willing to work with you, but you're not. It's your way or no way, and that's why it's so nasty. And if you want to see your host, you can grab the show, missed any part of it, head up to the website, realside.com, podcast, video. All that stuff is up there. Have a great weekend. Please don't do anything stupid, because I really do want you back here on Monday. All right? With all your pieces. God bless.